Viewer discretion is advised,
but will be completely ignored.
Spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Because a man that doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
Everyone, welcome to another new edition of Black Hearts Angels. I'm joined by my partners in crime. I got the full crew back this week. Lady B, Tiri, Bianca. How are you guys girls doing today?
I'm doing good.
I'll let you start off the show today. Binky, you want to start off the show for us?
So for those who don't know that my mother recently passed away, and her funeral service was on Wednesday, and I had to lay her to rest. So for a moment of silence, let's remember my mother and the woman than she was to me. So just give a moment of silence. All right. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for your condolences and everything. It's been a rough journey for me, a lot of changes in my life, and losing someone close to you, it really hits you. And I didn't imagine just losing my mother at the beginning of the year, especially the first month of 2024. I didn't see it coming, but you know, it's life, and you know, she was my everything, you know, like moms are forever. Friends, your mates, your spouse, your whoever, they come and go, but moms are forever. And losing a parent is just hard. It's the hardest thing in the world. And I don't know if any of you experienced it, but it's really hard, and my mother will be missed. Thank you, Blackheart. Thank you, Shar. Thank you, Bianca. Thank you, Tiri. Thank you, girls, for everything. And thank you. You guys are family to me. Thank you so much for supporting me during these hard times. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
We love you, girl. And we're here for you too. So no matter what, you're stuck with us, girl. So we're here for you, no matter what.
Absolutely.
We're all an open door for you. So
thank you so much.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. So in honor of your mom, let's put on one heck of an amazing show for her to make her proud today. So. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, ring the notification bell, share this with all your friends, tell them where to be, hang out with us girls today. It's greatly appreciated. We'd love the support. Don't forget to also check us out on our Linktree store, where we have everything about our podcast, all the places you can find us, where you can get our merch, any of that stuff. Check us out on Linktree/OffTheTopRopePodcast. And don't forget to also check out our amazing, amazing sponsors who we wouldn't be here today without any of them. So check out and support Dubby Energy, one of the best energy drinks out there. Use the coupon code OTTRMOB and save 10% at W.GG. Also, don't forget to check out our second sponsor, Dream Alive University. 15% off using coupon code OTTRMOB at DreamAlive.store. And last but not least, getsolace.com, some beautiful jewelry and stuff there. Use the coupon code 25% off. Use the coupon code OTTRMOV and save an additional 25% off your purchase. So, and then also, don't forget to check out our beautiful merch at thebonfire.com/store/off-the-top-roads, where you can rock out some beautiful Black Hearts Angels shirts, t-shirts, hoodies, whatever you want to do to support your amazing girls here. So rock it out, support the girls. Look awesome doing it too. So you want to get right into this thing?
Yes.
Let's get right into it.
And so this is my slide. So they were sitting here talking about this amazing superstar named Thomas Tonga. And as you know, he was in New Japan, and now he's leaving New Japan, and we're hearing that he's going to be coming to WWE. And we don't know where he's going to go to between Raw or SmackDown, but I found out he's not family with the Bloodline, but he's real close, like real close with the family. So my thing is, do you think that if he goes to SmackDown, do you think that he's going to join in on the Bloodline? If so, let me hear your thoughts about what you think about him doing either joining the Bloodline or in generally how you think that he's going to perform in WWE. What do you guys thought? LT! It looks like Terry got Terry. I gotta hear what you have to say on your LT. On your L take on this topic.
The whole point of them being the Bloodline is because their blood, you know?
Right.
Him joining the Bloodline, you know.
Right. Regardless if he's not related, at all, like, but he's really close with the family, guys. Like, I read on, you know, about him, he's really close to the family and everything, but you know, do you think
that you know possible? When you know you look at this is so hilarious to me. No, if he does come to WWE, cracking jokes. Because if he does come to WWE, then congratulations, because at the end of the day, WWE, as much as we try to AEW or TNA or New Japan, you know. WWE is one of the most prestigious wrestling companies, and it will always be prestigious. When you think wrestling, you think WWE. So congratulations, welcome to the fold. But joining the Bloodline, no, man. Just come and do your own thing. Like,
yeah.
Why do you need to come and be in the Bloodline? It's like when Naomi came back and everyone was like, oh, put her in the Bloodline. And then when The Rock Culture was announced to NXT and everyone was like, oh, put no, leave it as it is. They don't need any members. Leave it as it is.
My thought is that I don't think that he should be in the Bloodline, because as him be coming into WWE from New Japan, I think he should start out by going to NXT first before he go into like any main roster, because you know how like they picked up so many wrestlers and put them on main rosters instead of putting them on NXT. So I think he should start off NXT first, get the feeling of it, and then goes from there, from the main roster. But I could actually see him more at Raw more than at SmackDown if he does go to one of the main rosters. If in my opinion, because I can't see him being in the Bloodline either. So I agree with you on that, Terry. So,
well, I mean, first off, I mean, he's not even Samoan, so let's get that out of the equation. He's Tongan. Right. So he wouldn't be a part of the family. So adding him into the Bloodline family tree portion of the circle makes absolutely no sense at all. I mean, he might be close to the family, but closeness to the family and actually being family are two different things. And he's not blood relative, so there's no that it makes zero sense to put him in there. Yeah. Secondly,
because I read on sources that you know he could possibly join forces with the Bloodline.
I hope not, because what are we gonna do? Keep recycling the Bloodline storyline, adding new members, and having the story drag on for years and years and years. It'll never end at that point. We're gonna be having the storyline go on for like the next 10 years at this point with them going on.
And
second of all, I don't know if I'd rather have him in NXT. This guy is like a veteran of the industry. You just want to throw him down in a developmental portion of the thing. I mean, I feel like he would be like main roster ready. Like, if you guys were going to bring, like, somebody along the lines of, like, Okada or any of those guys that came from New Japan that were big stars, and you just threw them in NXT, despite mm-hmm. how big and popular they already are and how talented they already are, I mean, it makes no mm-hmm. sense. I think main roster bound, yeah, I put him in on Raw, like you said. Split him away from the Bloodline because, I mean, look at how some of these new people that have came back from – you know, came back into the company or being booked. I mean, we saw it kind of yesterday on SmackDown. So,
but then you got some, you know, main rosters that did, you know, get pushed back to NXT, you know, to get better, I guess. So it can go either way. What do you think, Pinky?
Honestly, I agree with you, Tari, and I agree with everyone, Char, Bianca. Mm-hmm. That Tama should start with NXT and then mm-hmm. he can work himself up to the main roster because you have Dominic Mysterio, a legendary, you know, part, you know, a wrestler who's part of the, you know, who's, you know, excuse me, a wrestler who, from a
prestigious family.
Go straight to the main roster.
Right.
And it doesn't make any sense for Tama to do the same.
Right.
So he needs a little bit of improvement. Give him like a year or two and then go to the main roster. But I don't think, like you guys said, I don't think that he should belong to the Bloodline because he's not Samoan, right?
He's Tongan, and not Samoan.
What's the point of him joining the Bloodline and he's not even Samoan?
Right. That makes no sense.
You know, it doesn't make any sense.
I just
know. Like, come on now.
I don't really like when like sources do or like any like report does. I hate when they try to like throw somebody into like a storyline when they ain't got nothing to do ties with the same, you know, ethnicity or, you know, the same race or the same bloodline. I don't like that. So I don't know why would they would say something like that, you know, talking about some old Tonga is gonna join bloodline, blah blah blah. No.
Yeah,
they join WWE. That's the thing with WWE is trying to do. They just trying to build up the ratings and they're trying to build up the storyline to make it even more longer. And it's just like,
no, I feel like people that sit there and say, oh, you know, he's gonna go and join the Bloodline, at that point it just becomes a little bit suspicious as to where he stands as a human being. So just because, you know, and hear me out, right? Just because someone's that come to the roster is gothic, you won't hear anyone saying, oh, they should join Karrion Kross's faction or they should join Judgment Day. Don't you guys find it a little bit suspicious that when guys, he should join the Bloodline. Like,
that's a little bit too suspicious on that.
It is so suspicious because you look at it. I've been calling this out for a while now. When you're talking about some of these factions, you're talking about the stereotypical factions that you have going on in WWE right now. Whether you have like you're saying the goth groups in Judgment Day and, you know, Karrion Kross's group. Whether you have the racial, you have a bunch of racial tropes going on in WWE. I mean, whether you have Bobby Lashley's faction, whether you have Damage Control, I mean, whether you have the Latino World Order, now you the Bloodline with the Samoans and everything, now you want to mix. It's like I'm kind of starting to see it for what it is. It's like, are you trying to be like doing some like racial stereotypes where only certain people can fit into certain factions? Because
that's crazy.
How come no one has asked Dragunov to join Imperium? Dragunov is German, but no one has said, oh, he should join Imperium.
For real.
It's really concerning.
I think it's become too much of an I think it comes too much enough of a faction where it's like you said, the Reese thing, and it's just like, what is this, a faction company instead of WWE? Because it just right now it just don't feel like WWE. It just feels like a whole faction company. Like multiple groups in different categories. It's like, what are we doing?
It is. We're like, what are we doing? Is it like turning into Faction City over there? Like, factions are taking over the entire show, it seems like. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the bloodline last night. What was it? Taking up almost an hour of the show by itself? Like, what the
fuck? Cut the shit.
I mean, I'm just over it. I'm over the word bloodline. Damn it. Nope. I'm over it.
You know what?
I want to mute the word bloodline.
Time, but we have to give our credit.
Knock,
to
knock.
WWE. We really have to give our credit to WWE, especially The Rock. Yeah. Like, I don't want to about the conversation. Knock, knock. But if Tama was.
Yeah, I think no, hello!
If Tama was to come to the. Oh my god!
Just when you thought it was safe to do that, just when you thought every podcast was safe.
Hi, KB.
What's up, KB?
What's going on?
I'm gonna pull a Bianca. You don't even go here.
No, Terry, you're right. You're right. I don't. She's right. She's absolutely right. I don't go here anymore, but you forgot one thing. KB goes where I want, when I want, whenever I want.
Oh, yes, he does.
Opening forbidden doors here.
Yes,
it is the
forbidden door.
It is the return of the... It is, ladies, but how y'all been?
Good.
My heart is palpitating a little bit.
I'm a man who goes by I go by many names. I go by Sugar Domus. Some call me Sugar Cookie. But what I truly do
while cracking jokes.
But what I truly do go as the undisputed, uncrowned, and undefeated Interpodcast champion. I never lost said title. I'm just saying, I'm getting thoughts in my head about coming back and just, you know, reclaiming what's mine. But who knows what's gonna happen? Mm-mm. But
so you guys, since I'm the newest and last member of the, you know, the ladies group, there's a new sheriff in town, so watch out.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll pick up my guns and reclaim what's mine again.
I got my eye on you. I got my eye.
Oh yeah.
So does every other female who doesn't want to admit it. They got their eyes on me too, but I understand that.
Oh. Okay.
Damn, I still got it.
Oh my god.
Oh, look at this. I got four queens smiling on a Saturday. Damn.
Oh, Jesus.
We need to have a conversation. I did not approve of this guest.
Oh, you don't agree. Yeah. You don't agree.
God help me.
No, it's good. It's good to have you here. I'm trolling.
I miss you too, sister. I love you too.
Coincidence? I think not.
Well, one of my favorite queens, my fellow sister in Moxley love. How you been, sis?
Hanging in there.
Yes, we've been hanging in there. Yeah.
Hanging in there. Same old stuff. So.
Oh yeah.
Binky, from the bottom of my heart, if you ever need anything, you know how to find me. I'm not a hard man to find.
Thank you, KB.
I mean, seriously, I'm 6'1". I'm wearing a big red shirt, looking like Kool Aid. Trust me, I'm not hard to find.
Thank you, KB, from the bottom of my heart, for the condolences. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Aww, and, so much love.
Yeah, and as for Christy and Eric from Wrestling Assignment, I forgot to mention them. Thank you guys so much for the condolences too, and thank you, Maverick. Thank you so much.
Eric and Christy, I might have to come invade the asylum next too.
KB, read the message.
Uh oh.
Unfortunately, boss man, I love you and I respect you for the opportunity, but could you have to change that to interim in a podcast champion? That might have changed to interim.
Those sounds like some fighting words.
Because the way I look at it, a great champion once said, to be the man, you gotta beat the man. And last time I checked, my sister from across the pond was trying to come at me for what is mine. I felt so hurt.
And Lady B, you're new in the scene. I have to let you know that this guy, he has something. I don't know. He takes a certain psychological pill that just makes him go the entire match card.
Listen, by him trying to claim what he got, I can already sense my spidey senses. Okay, on how he can be. I'm not intimidated. Bring it on, okay?
Bring it on.
I'm looking forward to that. I swear, there was one time.
Which you should be.
I was so close to beating him. So close! And he still got there in the end! Bro!
They're welcoming you in the asylum, KB.
Well, damn. Does KB have to invade every single show this week? I mean, this weekend? Maybe. I mean, damn. Am I missed that much, or am I that hated?
I don't know. We love you here, but
love, man.
Well, I can name two or three people who loves me, and somebody from across the pond, might not love me as much as she used to right now.
Press
run of KB.
Listen, when it's anything that
emotional damage.
When it's anything that's not to do with predictions, honestly, I have a ball with this man. But geez, every pay-per-view, I just hate him more.
I'm dreading when we get to predictions later. Oh gosh,
it gets to the point where you have to be like, KB, shush, because he just jinxes it, and then it ends up becoming true, and now you just want to grab him.
Look, I apologize for Nia Jax. Okay, I had no idea that Nia Jax was going to come back and he was going to push her. I've already said that. I apologize for Nia Jax.
See, I already covered a lot about her. I'm so over her.
I am sorry.
What? Yeah. I like it. Oh yeah, man.
Oh yeah.
I would like to set the record straight. Me and Char are the only two people that call Takeshita turning heel, and everyone thought we was crazy.
it was a no-brainer. We saw it coming a mile away.
Yeah, but a lot of people didn't believe.
Well, that's on them, right? Now he's like the biggest carny heel in the company, associated with that clown carny Don Callis scum.
Damn, I should have worn my suit. I could have been the Black Don Callis. Thank you for that. Thank you for that idea, Shaw. I appreciate that. Okay, to associate me with anything Dominic Mysterio related is really, that's insulting to me. Don't associate me with Eddie Guerrero's stepson.
Ooh.
Ouch. I have no comment
for that. Do I
say it again?
Do I look mid? I am not. I do not look like Dominic Mysterio. I do not want to be associated with Dominic Mysterio.
Are you sure about that?
Well, you ain't gotta look like Mr. Dominic Mysterio, but you are mid, you know.
Oh, there's nothing
reaching foul. That boy is reaching. Shit is straight cap. You.
Oh, Bianca, dang.
I told you. I don't hold bars.
Well, trust me. There is nothing.
Whatever I say goes.
And anything I say is very politically incorrect. There is nothing mid about me. Not my bank account. Not my hair. The clothes I wear. And shut up, KB. Don't do it.
See.
Don't go back.
Hold on.
Don't go back to the.
Hold on.
Dag nabbit.
Listen.
Don't go back to your old life.
Listen, your bank account, your life insurance, anything insurance, anything bank account, they ain't got nothing to do with it.
Boss is right here. Things have changed here. Lady B is not a
fool.
No.
Not for Lady Ray, boss man. Ain't no fuck in it.
And I respect that.
I appreciate
it. We have no funks in here.
She's on fire.
You know what? I'm glad to write that fire. You're welcome.
He asked the question. I had to be truthful. You don't want to hear no lie, right? So
I like her, and that's saying something because I don't like many people. I like her.
No. Thank you. I appreciate it. but she's our girl, just because you like what you heard, I still stand what I say.
you say what you mean, you mean what you say. I respect that.
Exactly. Yep.
So, on this note, ladies, I will let y'all get back to your show without my redness. So, in the words of the great Kenny Omega, I must bid you beautiful ladies adieu. So,
thank you.
Goodbye. Mwah, and ladies, good night.
That was a beautiful guest here. Yes, throw things off. But yeah,
well, I might have a heart attack. You're lucky.
Oh my gosh!
So lucky.
Exactly.
So let's get into our next topic since things went a little awry. Right.
Ladies, I'm not happy. I'm a pissed off British wrestling fan. Do you want to know why? Because I'm simply just seeing people being screwed over. Has Triple H made the wrong decision? Now, I don't know about you guys, but I watched Elimination Chamber quite late. I actually watched it this morning, and I was not happy. Although I knew what happened, I know Becky Lynch is the one that's going to face Rhea Ripley. I was not happy. Now, my question today is, should it be Liv Morgan going to WrestleMania 40? And before I let you guys answer my question, here's my take on this. I genuinely feel like we are having double standards, okay? And I'm going to take the moment to light Lady B on fire. Now, we spoke about Charlotte Flair. And we spoke about Charlotte Flair is always getting opportunities. And I said, because she's the daughter of a certain man, that is why people have such an opinion. Now, Becky Lynch, family in the business aside from her husband, Seth Freaking Rollins, but I've gotten to the point where I can clearly say that Becky Lynch is the modern day Charlotte Flair. Should it go into WrestleMania 40? I think fucking yes. Now,
I open the floor. Capital O, capital T with a apostrophe. Okay, I mean, I'm speaking in a loud tone at the moment. She does not belong in WrestleMania. Why? Because, bruh, me all you want. I don't care. This is the reason why I say this, because she comes back from an injury, comes unexpectedly to WrestleMania, wins the title, and then holds the title for so many months. And then when she has her, you know, title opportunity to fight someone else, they get into it. She gets injured again. Then out of nowhere, she has to relinquish the title, or either that way. Then she like misses so many months, comes back, do it all over again. This is what I mean. This is the whole cycle. This is what I mean. She's so annoying when it comes to that. It's like, girl.
Okay.
Girl. And then her attitude.
Morgan Spock. She might not get in, but she's always in the spotlight. Can't we say that?
Right. So my thing is, she don't have to always be in the spotlight. Right. Because it's like, you got other women that's waiting to be in the spotlight as well, too. So it's like, why does it always have to be Charlotte Flair? Because she's been in the business for so many years. Okay, we get that. Her time is almost up. Let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't... It's Liv Morgan's time. I agree. Liv Morgan should have been in WrestleMania. Liv Morgan, I think she got screwed over. And I'm like, she's been, yeah, Liv Morgan won the championship against who? What, I think, was it?
Bitch!
Was it Rhea at the time, or was it Charlotte Flair? I can't remember which one it was, but Liv Morgan should have got that opportunity to go to WrestleMania.
She cashed in on Ronda Rousey.
There you go. There, thank you.
Survivor Series. I feel like I'm lying through my teeth right now. I
feel like it's either one of those three, but either or, like I said before, Liv Morgan she should have had opportunity to go to WrestleMania. Charlotte Flair, she needs to go away, back away, like back away. She don't need to be there at all.
About the rest of the, what do you guys think?
Honestly, I like Liv.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she does deserve a shot against Rhea. Mm-hmm. But I do see it happening at Backlash.
Ooh.
That's good.
Listen, she had opportunities to go against Rhea, and I know that they do have a story,
mm-hmm.
and it needs to be told.
Mm-hmm.
But her reason of losing at Elimination Chamber, to me, I wouldn't say it was the right decision, but when it comes to the other story between Rhea and Becky, it did make sense for Liv to lose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did.
They're saving Liv versus Rhea at Backlash because at WrestleMania, we all know that Becky's going to lose and Rhea's going to retain.
Mm-hmm.
And the story between Liv and Rhea is going to pick back up,
mm-hmm.
and Liv is going to win at Backlash. And I know that there's a many of Liv fans that are like really disappointed that their girl had to lose at Elimination Chamber. But come on now, no offense to Liv, but Becky is the bigger star.
Yes.
So, of course, at WrestleMania, you got to have your money-making matches. Becky versus Rhea is bigger than Liv versus Rhea.
Yeah, it is.
But my thing is, do you really seriously think that it has to always be about who's big and who's bigger in the entertainment instead of?
I understand, but like, just think about it. Like, you know, this is WrestleMania, and
yes,
this is like the biggest pay per view of the year.
Yeah,
out of SummerSlam, Survivor Series, Rumble. Elimination Chamber, Royal Rumble. WrestleMania is the biggest.
Yes.
It's time for bigger matches. It's time for many matches. You have Cody versus Roman, and you have Seth versus Drew. Mm-hmm. So it's like, come on now. Like,
Becky
versus Rhea makes sense. And besides, there's a storyline between them anyway.
Yeah, because the last time they fought was back in NXT. That was the last time we'd be seeing Rhea.
But in order for Rhea to really go over, I mean, she's already over, but for her to just be a like an actual legit star, she got to go through Becky. She really has to go through Becky. Once she wins against Becky at WrestleMania, then that's where Liv comes in. Backlash.
Can I, before Shaw jumps in, yeah? Oh my gosh. You know, Alyssa, you had me. I was agreeing. I was just saying, you know, I felt like I was in church. I was like, yes, hallelujah. Preach, Pastor. And then when you started talking about stardom, I was like, oh gosh, let's not go down this route. And this is why there is everything wrong with pushing talent at WWE. How do you expect someone to build momentum, to have star power, when you don't give them the chance to have star power? Do you get it? When Bianca Belair came, because she was pushed, she got the star power that she got. I'm telling you now, if Bianca was not in that main event, or WrestleMania was at 37, no one would give a heck. But because we gave her that chance, well, she was given a chance, she built her star power. So when people say, oh, she doesn't have
star why isn't nobody giving the stardom to Jade, but they thought that they were going to give her the stardom that she was supposed to have?
Jade doesn't need star power. She is star power. She is a star. She is power.
They're making it seem like she's not, because they're keeping her in the back burner. She's doing too much promos instead of being in the ring.
That's my problem. And he says she's inexperienced, but I mean, yeah, she came off a year-long run as TBS champion. I mean, yeah, so you can say she wrestled against jobbers and stuff. For her last match, she wrestled on in AEW. She wrestled against Chris, who's been like a veteran for years. So I mean, yeah, she might be inexperienced and she might still be doing training, but she was trained under Bryan Danielson over in AEW and stuff. So I mean. Mm-hmm. In the WWE system, yeah, but I mean, how long has she been in WWE already? Shouldn't she be ring ready? I mean, she was in the damn Royal Rumble for how long?
Right.
And since then, this is going on what, 2-3 months, and she still hasn't been. She hasn't been in NXT. She hasn't been on any of the house shows. She hasn't been on like the Level Up shows, the NXT Level Up shows. Getting some in ring experience. I mean,
exactly. That's what I mean. I don't get it.
And I don't like that idea either. I mean, she was eyeing Io's title last night, but should we just push her to the moon and give her like a title shot right off the bat? I mean,
I feel like that's what they're trying to do. I think they're trying to have a Jade and Io storyline.
Do you know,
that's weird because...
Right. It's kind of weird.
Is Jay, is she supposed to go to Raw? I mean, they can't keep her and Bianca in the same order.
Well, she already signed a contract with SmackDown, so I think
she's been on SmackDown for every week. I haven't seen her on Raw except for like those first.
You know what though? I'm sick and tired of creating.
I mean, if that's the case, then bring Bianca back to Raw then. Because
for real, that's what I've been saying.
You can't have both of them on the same show.
No.
You know what it is with me and this whole situation, and it ties in with Liv Morgan and the rest of the female division. When I watched Elimination Chamber, I was embarrassed. And I say this as a foreign wrestling fan, because wrestling is an American thing. We all just will follow suit. Okay, that's just the honest truth. I'm not trying to offend any non-American fans, but that's just the honest truth. The pop for Rhea was so ill. So ill.
Oh, yeah. Real.
If that was a British environment, the way we cheered for Sheamus and we cheered for
Drew
McIntyre when we were at Clash at the Castle, compared to Elimination Chamber, the way in which our stars are built, and when I say stars, I mean female stars, is so
nasty.
It's so horrible. It's just a point where even like the Bayley storyline, I was so hyped up for it. But even last night on SmackDown, how quickly, you know, the betrayal was portrayed, like it was just so ill. It's just so ill. Mm-hmm. And then you expect me to take something as serious as Rhea main eventing in her own hometown. Even her entrance was so disgusting. Then you come and tell me, oh, okay, Becky versus Rhea at WrestleMania. No one gives a toss. I don't give a toss. No one cares. And it's not because we don't appreciate female wrestling. It's not because we don't like, you know. It's just ill. So now if you tell me, okay, you know, it's going to be... No, but even so, Christy, Drew McIntyre is not Welsh. He's Scottish. But...
Yeah.
That's what happened. I'm talking about genuine love and appreciation for the wrestlers in front of you. That's why no one gives a heck. People say, no, we want Liv, we want Liv. That lasted five hours, and no one cares.
It is dead. No one cares.
There is no passion, there is no vision, there is no aggression, there is no fucking mindset in this football club.
And no one cares. I don't think it's nothing to do with star power. It's everything to do with how the creatives are handling such storylines. And I stand on what I've said, literally.
Yeah, well, I agree with both of you, though. It's like, you know, but like he was saying, it's like the reason she's not in the match is this is your biggest pay-per-view of the year. Like Binky was saying, you need star power. So you need the big star power in the big matches for the show. It's your biggest show of the year. But, you know, it's like what I'm catching with this whole Liv and Cody thing. I mean, sorry, especially with their fan bases, is a sense of entitlement. Which is like, they deserve it. They deserve it. Push them. We want them. I mean, so much to the point that we have people, Cody fans and stuff, bringing Die Rocky, Die signs to the through the crowd yesterday, that this whole show gets like hijacked and blacked out. The fact that Liv fans are going online and sending death threats to Becky and Seth's daughter over this, like,
That's
horrible.
You point that out, Shard. That is really horrible. And as a Bianca fan, I would never do some stuff like that. Like, kids are off limits.
Right.
Wrong is wrong. Like, period.
Yeah.
Let's point out, Shard. But let's point this out. It's a good thing that Liv lost at Elimination Chamber because another reason. She hasn't been on television.
Yeah.
She was injured. Yeah. So how you expect for her to just to like win and get a title shot against Rhea at WrestleMania where they can build that up after WrestleMania?
That's what they're doing with Charlotte. I'm sorry.
What about building that?
And she's right. Didn't Liv lose her last match before the chamber when she fought I think it was like Tiffany or something? Didn't she lose before chamber? She had no momentum heading into the thing. How is she were you supposed to believe she's gonna win the match when she loses to someone like Tiffany Stratton and
I kinda disagree because like you said, that she's just like Liv Morgan just coming back from an injury. Why should she get a title shot? My question is, same thing goes for Charlotte. Why should she get another title shot when she's just coming back from an injury?
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to say.
So she can get injured again?
With star power, it's just sheer disrespect from creative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then obviously, I just want to point out something that the boss has just said in the comments about how, you know, in 1997 it was appropriate, but now it's too much. We're living in a world that, not to get us cancelled, is slightly woke. And it works to the point where it's a bit irritating. But we have to look at the difference between 1997 and now. Now you've got grown-ass men heckling stars at airports. You've got grown-ass men beating up Seth Rollins because he thought Seth Rollins stole his money. Like, you know, like, it's different. In 1997, I can't even count occurrences where people were just weirdos and were just going after wrestlers in real life. Now you've got people who are literally stalking. You've got people who are leaking Mandy Rose's OnlyFans account. Like, people are scary. People are scary. You're going to get me in trouble with Jukes, man. People are scary.
They are. I mean, look, were there fans that tried that like broke into like Sonya Deville's home? I mean, you know, I mean, people like, who were following these superstars to their hotels, finding out where they're staying at the hotels and the airport just to stalk them, to get autographs, to get signing all these like piles of action figures, photos this thick, just so they can go and sell their make some fucking money off these people off of eBay. Go to fucking meet and greet. Why don't you?
Like in 1997, the difference between like wrestling then and now, I feel like. And I used the example of the Iron Claw because I watched the movie about the Von Erich brothers. And I saw the comparison between each and every one of their stardom and how their father pushed them in relation to how the crowd accepts them. I love Becky Lynch, don't get me wrong, but no one wants to see her all the bloody time. Like, and I'm so glad that Bianca also isn't going to WrestleMania this year as well, because I know she's still got to finish, you know, the whole undefeated WrestleMania thing. But that doesn't need to be shoved down our throats. Let's mix it up. What's the point in having a full roster if you're just shoving the same people down my flipping
throat? That's what I've said. Exactly. How many times have I said, when are we going to push people like Zelina Vega? When are we going to push people like Naomi? When are we going to push people like Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell? When are we going to push all these women in the division? I mean, Tiffany Strand got a massive pop at the Chamber. Why don't we just start pushing the talent that we have on the roster instead of having the same people in title contention, on all the pay-per-views, and every in the spotlight all the time when you have like a whole roster of talented women that are getting their shine.
Okay, can I just address that comment? WrestleMania is all about stars, not about who necessarily deserves it. Okay, let's stop right there. I get that WrestleMania is the Super Bowl of wrestling, but how do you expect to make stars out of people when you don't give them the platform for them to be stars? That's why I use Bianca Belair as an example. Bianca Belair became a star because she was able to go to WrestleMania and give off star power. If it's like that, why is Bayley not on the poster? Are you trying to say that Bayley's not a star?
Yeah, she won the freaking Royal Rumble.
Bayley's a star. She won the Royal Rumble.
Why isn't she on the posters? Supposed to main event these pay-per-views? And the Rock and them are going to main event both nights of WrestleMania? Why?
I mean, okay, Terry, you brought up Bianca, and let's just say she has a match at WrestleMania, and it's going to be a non-title one, and she is one of the main attractions of WrestleMania because of her star power. So, Bianca is a little different. But as for the others, I understand where you're coming from. But are they going to move the audience? Are they going to just move?
You won't know unless you put them out there. I feel like that's I agree. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I agree with what everyone's saying, even the people in the comments about stardom and star power and their ability to move a crowd. But it's like, oh, I don't know, man. It's like having a baby, right? And just sitting in front of the baby for the entire first year of living, just sitting. Never walking, never demonstrating to them how to eat, never demonstrating to them how to crawl, all of it, and expecting them to start crawling at the age of one.
Exactly.
Like, it's for me, I understand that WrestleMania is not the only pay-per-view. They can grow on other pay-per-views, etc. But let's look at Becky and Rhea, for example, right? Rhea was doing this feud with Nia for a while, and then all of a sudden, Becky comes out on some, you know, there's a chance that you could beat me, but I need to prove the world wrong, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, bam, WrestleMania match. Like, that's a bit weird. The way I would have seen it is maybe another match with Nia Jax at WrestleMania. I'm just saying, don't attack me. Don't attack me. Please don't attack me. Or with Liv coming back, perfect opportunity to rehash the feud. Do you get it? It's just weird to me how when it comes to WrestleMania, that's when people start just throwing the most famous, not famous, but the most, you know, star-powered superstars. Because why are they silent the whole year through? But when it comes to WrestleMania, that's when you want to start shoving them down on foot.
I agree with you, KB, on your point. But you know what I noticed about your comment? The way it's being presented is that they'll only push you if your name is not Cody, Roman, Rock, or Seth. Where are the women's names in this list? All I see is every male superstar in this list. But where are the women? We want women to get their spotlight and the star part. But it's like nobody cares about the women. They only care about Cody, Roman, Rock, or Seth. Well, that's because there's fucking creative booking is not giving these women the chance to shine. You're not building any fucking stars that way. We have no, you know, we have like women getting squashed on TV, you know, not getting elevated and booked the way they should be. Why are we heading into these big shows if you're only shoving people like Charlotte or you're only shoving, you know, Rhea and Bianca and all these people at the big pay-per-views? Why are we supposed to get fully invested in the damn women's division if the fucking creative isn't giving us anything to fucking care about heading into the pay-per-view? I mean, we've been bitching and complaining for years and years, booked the women's division well, and it's the same people getting the spotlight and same people getting the shine. If it's never going to change and everything, what are we doing? Why are we supposed to get invested in it? We shouldn't care. If they don't care, why should we?
It's so dumb.
I think for people who want to be satisfied, let's do a triple threat. Let's do Liv versus Becky versus Rhea.
I don't agree.
I don't really agree to it, but hey.
I feel like the whole notion of my topic today, it just goes to display how very little respects we get as female and female fans and the wrestling and the women's wrestling division. And that's where I applaud AEW. But AEW doesn't have these stupid occurrences. Although I do not watch AEW as much, I can see from afar that AEW's women's division gets the respect that WWE's women's division has been crying for since.
Don't forget Impact either. Don't forget TNA and Impact's women's division either. WWE and them should be aspiring to. If we want to rank the women's divisions right now, I mean, you'd have to go Impact, then you'd have to go AEW and then WWE based off how they book their women's divisions.
Yeah, but they could
learn a lot. AEW and WWE could learn a lot from the Impact women's divisions. TNA. Yeah.
I feel like at the end of the day, whether you're Liv Morgan, whether you're Becky herself, because I go to university in Ireland, I'm not going to hate on a fellow Irish last kicker. But I think we need to come to a mutual understanding where we realize, like, hey, look, the women's division is a fucking mess. Whether you're on Raw or whether you're on SmackDown, it's a mess.
I watch women in wrestling too.
Mess. And it's I think the main focus and the main point of why I brought this up and why the topic is Liv Morgan the Cody Rhodes of the women's division? Heck no, she's not. Because look at the amount of noise that the Cody Rhodes fans made and things came to. I don't care if he made that noise for flipping Nikki Bella
they wouldn't have got the same recognition as the whole Cody movement did.
reception, it would have gotten the same cold shoulder. Why? Because I have a vagina and apparently I don't have star power. So,
period.
Just point blank period of my statement. I'm really disappointed in creative for that. And yeah, it's not even that I'm not proud of Rhea or I don't appreciate Bianca, Becky. But even look at the reception that Rhea Ripley got. It was so nasty. I felt like, I genuinely felt embarrassed. I was just like, what am I watching? What am I watching? Because as the women's division is trash. I don't care whether you're, I don't care whether you're on SmackDown. I don't care if you're on NXT. I don't care if you're flipping Rhea Ripley.
And you got a point. Look at how Naomi got treated last night. I mean, Tiffany Stratton got the star treatment. She got her entrance and everything. Well, what do we do when we come back from commercial? Naomi's already in the ring. I've said already, you know, why'd she even come back for? If this is the way they're going to book her, I mean, maybe she should have just stayed in TNA because they treated her like a star there. She had a really good run going as TNA champion. Now look at how she's being booked over here. I mean...
But you know what, though? Can I just bring back what the boss said about... No, it was Christy. He said back in 1997, there was no social media. I feel like we need to start using social media as a positive aspect. It's great that we put things like we want Liv, we want Cody, but we need to show the business that we are. We mean business. I'm not just watching wrestling to see the men. I love the men, but we also need to see that representation. I want my kids to watch WWE, I want my kids to watch AEW, I want my kids to watch TNA if they're still standing, but I don't want them to put up with the nonsense that I'm putting up with, having to see the same, because at this point, it just becomes a thing of where I'm just watching wrestling because it's routine, not because I actually love it.
Things, but like we've said a million times, things have to change. If we have to come on here like every week or every other week in our women's discussion topics and say, book the fucking women better, do fucking better creative in any of these companies, we'll do it as long as we're getting our voices heard and getting our voices out there. If we can get like a strong enough message out there and it starts getting heard, I mean, and we get to be the voice of reason, then so be it. We'll keep doing it over and over again until something changes, because living with the status quo is frankly unacceptable nowadays in this generation. So
I feel like we're not getting our voices heard too much. I don't know. I just feel like I don't know. Like something is really fishy about why the whole women's division is acting weirdly.
Tony Starr is being booked like a star. Mercedes is coming to AEW. She's gonna get booked like a star over there. I mean, Jordan getting booked like a star in TNA. Trinity getting booked like a star in TNA. I mean,
100%. Like I said, like these higher stardom women's division wrestlers, I feel like it's just all popularity.
My question is why do they get and this has to answer like Terry, what Terry's saying, why do people like Trinity and them look like absolute stars over in TNA, but then they go back to WWE or something, or they head back over to there and they look like jobbers and like someone we're not supposed to care about? It's the fucking creative. That's unacceptable. It's the fucking
WWE creative. Does not care. They don't care.
It's called being petty. It's like you left the company, you become a star, not on our terms. Let's hold it.
WWE is the petty company of pettiness.
They are.
They're petty of the pettiness. Like they will, you know, once they see that one wrestler is, you know, walk out, they leave, they're not coming back or whatever, they start boohoo, kiki, you know, calling them, try to get them back or whatever.
And they're like, I don't want to go back there. And then they're like,
right.
And then their diehard fan base is all like, oh, we never wanted, they're begging for them to come back. And then they're like, oh, yeah, they were never good in the first place. We never wanted them back. They weren't that great to begin with. So it's like,
right, and then now all of a sudden, when you see them at another whole company, and then
succeeding, becoming
star. now you just like, damn, I wish, you know, I listened, and I wish I hadn't begged. Now you looking like an asshole.
Tribalism 101.
Exactly, looking all hopeless because you can't get your way. Stardom back.
You can't get your way.
Now look at her. Now look at her now. TNA.
Getting a jobber entrance.
Had a whole championship at TNA.
And got a jobber entrance on SmackDown last night and got eliminated first in the Elimination Chamber. Give me a break.
Like, seriously. Like,
not only Gail Kim, but like Toni Storm left WWE her star power now. I mean, you know, Deonna was in NXT for a while. She became a star in TNA. It's like, why is it, like I said, why is it they're in the developmental or something of WWE, don't get booked well, go over to a, like, TNA or any of those promotions, and it's like a light flips. Like, I don't get it. Fuck creative.
And my thing is, there's all these women on NXT now that have been in NXT for so many years doing so damn good. Why are they still not in? Why they haven't even been pushed up? Why they haven't even got pushed up? Like I said, WWE does not care.
They will keep you
where you belong, so that they can focus on the main top notch people.
Do fucking better.
Right.
Bitch.
I always say people that are on different companies, choose wisely where you go.
Yeah.
Just
pay attention to where you're going and see what's going on around your surroundings. Because
at the end of the day, if you choose WWE, like, don't get me wrong, I'm a WWE person. I watch WWE faithfully. But if you choose to go to WWE, you're going to get fucked. Excuse my language, but I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get fucked. Because at the end of the day, you're just going to be like the rest of them in the back. The back of the line, not going to be noticed. Everybody's just going to be like, okay, we've seen this person get signed, but what you doing? What he doing?
What drives me nuts, Lady B, is especially those people that they bring in, that they bring in for, they're like, oh, let's just bring them in from like our rival company just so we can steal them away from them. And then once you get them, they're like, what use do we have from? We don't have any use for them.
This just dawned on me. So off topic about the women's division. Okay, yeah, I've seen a couple of the, you know, matches here and there from Bron Breakker, but what the hell are they doing to him?
What the hell was last night?
I don't know.
I got pissed off watching it. Like, I was watching it with my brother last night. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
But my thing,
why was this match even on the card? It could have been on like main event or something.
My thing is this. Okay, you gave Bron Breakker a match, but you didn't give Jade a match. You gave Jade promos, but you gave him fucking Bron Breakker matches.
And plus, he's your NXT tag team champion with Bron Breakker down in NXT.
Right.
What the fuck are you doing? And he's not even bringing the title with him on SmackDown. So doesn't that make the title seem?
But my thing is, not only that, didn't Bron Breakker and Jade sign a contract the same day?
Pretty much.
Same time. Pretty like much. They should get the same equal amount of time. I don't. That's what I'm saying. This men and women situation when it comes to the WWE. It's horrible. It's like they treat the men more with more royalty when it comes to, you know, giving them matches or whatever, and then you hear you got the women.
Ugh.
Crazy. But yeah, commercial break.
Definitely being overlooked. Break. But yes.
Break.
Break, definitely.
Yeah.
Break. Time for us to like chill out and relax before we get into the big stuff coming out.
Oh yeah. So yeah. We'll be right back.
I believe whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you a stranger.
On how to remind your parents that now Tuesday is Kids Night at Pizza Hut. Try serenading.
Tuesday night!
Kids night!
Tuesday night!
Try the old codfish trick. Hire professional help.
Tuesday night! Kids night! Take them!
You can't miss Kids Night at Pizza Hut. You get free Nickelodeon magazines and free personal pan pizzas when your folks order their pizza. And if they still won't take you, call Ninja Duck.
Pizza Hut! Make it a great!
For kids!
Since the dawn of time, man has desperately sought the ability to communicate. Civilization only increased his desire to get the message across. Today, there's the wrestling hotline. Call 1-900-909-9900. $2 for the first minute, 45 cents thereafter. Kids, get your parents' permission before calling.
And we're back from commercial. Hope everyone's commercial break was well and good. But tomorrow is a big day, guys. It's Revolution time. Mm-hmm. For us AEW fans, big show coming up tomorrow. Revolution is coming up tomorrow. So on the zero hour, we have a stupid 12-man tag between Bullock, the Bang Bang Scissor Gang, and Jeff Jarrett's crew and Private Party. Then we have Chris Statlander and Willow taking on Julia Hart and Sky Blue, also on the pre-show. Then on the main card, we have an all-star 8-man scramble, Jericho, Hobbs, Archer, Wardlow, Hook, and Cage, and two mystery guys, which by the end of Collision, we'll see them later. We have the Will Ospreay, Konosuke, Takeshita match, this being Will Ospreay's AEW debut match coming up tomorrow. Then we have the special tag match between FTR and my boys in the BCC. We have Eddie Kingston defending the Continental Crown Championship against Bryan Danielson in a blood feud. Got Toni Storm defending the AEW Women's World title against Deonna Purrazzo. Orange Cassidy defending the AEW International title against Roderick Strong. Christian Cage defending the TNT title against Daniel Garcia. And the AEW World title between Hangman Page, Samoa Joe, and Swerve Strickland. And last but not least, the main event of Revolution, the AEW Tornado tag team match between Darby Allin and Sting and Matthew and Nicholas Jackson in Sting's last AEW wrestling match period. So thoughts about the show tomorrow, matches you're looking forward to seeing, like, any thoughts, any predictions about what you think is going to happen tomorrow?
Well, to begin with, AEW have a lot of bloody titles, man. Bloody hell.
Oh, some of them are in ROH, but I mean, but a lot of them are the main roster titles.
I feel like I'm mostly looking forward to Sting's match.
Yes.
Obviously, quite obvious. I think a lot of people are anticipating the match. I just hope that it's done well. It's executed well, and he gets the send-off that he deserves.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't want to see a screwed-over send-off. I want a nice, beautiful, maybe even a promo reel of, you know, how far he's come, you know, something nice. But, yeah, it's a very superstar-stacked card. Very looking forward to the Strickland. You've got Toni Storm. Adam Page. So yeah, I mean, nothing negative to say in terms of predictions. I wouldn't even be able to say anything. I don't have the powers that KB possesses. But
nor do I. I wish I did, but and I watch AEW all the time. I wish I could, but
I'm looking forward to it.
So I'm looking forward to it too, but it's like so unpredictable. Yeah.
It's gonna be entertaining.
To my girls down there, Lady B, Binky.
I'm definitely gonna actually watch this because, like Jerry said, there's a lot of title matches that are being, of grabbed or, retained or something like that. I'm more looking for definitely these things in the last match.
Oh, yeah. I think we're all looking forward to that one. Yeah. It's going to be an emotional match. Then
there's actually three that I'm looking forward to. So that one is Sting, my last match. The next one is Swerve and the other two guys is the match.
Hangman and then, Joe.
Yeah. And then the last match, Danielson and the other guys. Match.
Oh, Danielson and Eddie?
Yeah,
that one's gonna be awesome. I'm looking forward to that one too.
I'm looking forward to all three of those so far. Like, don't get me wrong, all the matches, so is I know definitely going to be a banger, like definitely a banger. But those are the three matches that I'm that are my top three that I'm definitely looking forward to seeing.
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to some of these matches. The Swerve, the Joe, and the Hangman match. I'm looking forward to that match. I'm also looking forward to Sting's last match. That's going to be wild. And then let's see. Yeah, I think those are the two matches that I'm really looking forward to seeing the most. The action with the women's division, you have Tony versus
Deanna,
and then there's the kickoff show with Chris Statliner and Willow Nightingale versus Sky Blue and Julie Hart. So I'm looking forward to those as well. And then there's Claudio and is he partnering up with
Mox, my boy.
Mox, yeah, he's partnering with Mox. I'm gonna do the Prince Nana dance. I hope Swerve wins.
What? Yeah. I like it. Oh, yeah, man.
So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to Swerve winning because I'm going to be doing that na-na dance too.
Me too. I'm right there with you. I really hope he does win as well.
If Swerve loses, I'm going to be pissed.
He does deserve it. I mean, especially the run he's been on. But I'm looking for. I think a match that's not getting a lot of love that I haven't heard a lot of love from that's going to possibly steal the show tomorrow that I'm really looking forward to. Everyone's going to be surprised with this one. Is the Will Ospreay Konosuke Takeshita match? I mean, first of all, it's Will Ospreay's debut. Second of all, he seems like he's slowly breaking free from the Don Callis family, which is always a good thing. Who wants to be with that carny piece of shit to begin with? I'm sorry, but he is. Sting's last match,
emotional, damn it!
That match is going to be one hell of an emotional roller coaster of a match. So, I mean, I think a lot of us are all going to be in tears when that match ends, regardless win or lose. So, Brian versus Eddie, of course, the blood feud between those two. It's all built about respect and everything. Looking forward to that. The tag match between FTR and my boys, that's going to be a steal of the show, too. The only match I'm really, really not invested in tomorrow, surprisingly, it won't surprise me, though, is
why would you say that?
Please don't put that in there.
Why would you say that? The boss says expect Ric Flair to...
I hope not.
And if he does, boss, I'm coming after you. You don't understand. I'm coming after you. Please don't have that happen.
I don't know. We already got too much of the Flair fucking it up. Sorry.
No more.
I'm not even a Sting fan, but if that happens, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, yeah. I'll be pissed too. I mean, you're ruining his, making his moment all about Ric Flair.
Do you know I would be so pissed? Because when Rick had his retirement match,
you would ruin Sting's moment to make it all about Flair? Like, why?
No one came and screwed Rick over when he did his last match against HBK. So
he said, okay, Terry, I'll take that.
No, no, no. being serious, like, ladies, I'm actually saying this now. If that seriously happens, as a wrestling fan, I'll be seriously disappointed in Tony Khan. Like, when I say disappointed, I mean, like, almost disgusted. Because why would you do that? Why would
I think we all be pissed off and furious. Like, why are you doing that? Like, why? Yeah. Because you have a sponsorship? No. Yeah, it's Sting, Flair, Sting would deserve better booking than that to close.
I have to say one thing about Ric Flair. If he gets involved in this match somehow, he is one match away from the grave.
He is. He's not lying.
Oh, my word.
But the match I'm not trying to diss
elderly people, but I'm just saying, like, he needs to
It's just if it leads to a whole bunch of interference in it, which I would piss me off slightly. We can forget about him. He's not my favorite stepfather, but the match I'm really not looking forward to is the whole on the pre-show is that 12-man tag between the Bang Bang Scissor Gang and Jeff Jarrett. I'm not invested in the Jarrett group anymore. Who cares? The Bang Bang Scissor Gang has overstayed its welcome. The Acclaimed won the AEW Trios titles at All In Wembley and have not defended them in close to 6 months, if that. I mean, what the hell are we doing with the Trios titles in the Trios division if they're not being defended? Aaron says you don't criticize AEW enough. I'm criticizing them right now. The AEW Trios division is shit. Either put the Trios titles on Bullet Club Gold and unify them, or get rid of them, or do something, put them on someone that's actually going to be around to defend them, because it's absolutely ridiculous that they're not being defended. Yeah. I'll be expecting hate mail in my DMs by 7 in the morning Monday. Uh-oh.
Do you know what it is, though? Do you know what it is? I'm not disputing the fact that he will get involved. I'm just saying I don't like the idea of it. I think it's very ridiculous. And this is where it's not just the women that get screwed over, but it's the veterans of WWE in general, male or female.
Yeah.
Like, when Ric Flair did his retirement match, did anyone get involved? No. He got beat fair and square in front of his family members, and he cried his ass off, and he walked away. Great. Fantastic. So why are you gonna screw over another legend like that? Like, that's just crazy. Like,
and honestly, you know what pisses me off about this whole storyline? Like, last week on Dynamite, he said the whole reason he was disappointed is because he thought he was gonna have more of a role in this thing. Listen, jackass, I'm sorry, you might be a legend in this industry, but this whole event, it's not about you. It's about Sting, for crying out loud. Why does everything have to be about you? Oh, I'm not a special part of his retirement. Oh, I'm not the focal point. Oh, I'm not like the center of attention in this feud. Fuck off. No one wants you around in the first place. Get up. Go away already.
And you see, this is the reason why I feel about Charlotte.
Like,
she does everything just like her dad.
Same here, bananas. Like, what were they doing with those Trios titles? They're just a waste of. They're just a prop.
I love you.
Oh my gosh.
My mouth.
I'm sorry.
Just to hold myself from fighting Lady B through this screen, I think we're all looking forward to AEW.
I'm sorry. I just have this cringe between her. Like, she cringed my soul.
I want to get off this Charlotte topic, since we got a lot of our like preview and predictions out of the way and what we're looking forward to seeing. But I want to do something really cool tonight. Like, let's tie in this wrestler of the week topic with our Revolution thing. And yes, I can't think of a better fitting tribute here, but our unanimous wrestler of the week this week is none other than our wrestler of the week. Let's get going.
Faith, angels. It's called faith.
The Icon Sting. I mean, from 38-year wrestling career, from, you know, Surfer Sting to NWO Sting to the Crow Sting, you know, a guy who built a generation. This is his old, look at this shot. I mean, from Dynamite, him coming through the rafters and everything. I mean, a 38-year career. I mean, WCW, TNA, WWE, I mean, AEW. I mean, I can't think of a better way to go out is you're a champion on top. You have, plus, he never lost. He hasn't lost a match in AEW. And like Christy says here, it's Sting. Sorry, I'm not Tony Schiavone. So Tony Schiavone gets the props for saying that. But
and remember, what's our mantra? Never again. Yes.
But yeah, I couldn't think of a better way to do our wrestler of the week than to honor Sting's legacy and everything. Oh, we don't care. Ric Flair can go away. Charlotte can go away. Oh, I hope so, KB. But I mean, but if Sting doesn't go out on top, I'd be so dumb. Yeah. I mean, this guy has gave everything and more to the industry. Look, in what, how is he doing it? He's going out on top. And what's he doing? He's elevating a younger talent in Darby Allin and putting him in the spotlight too. So, I mean, kudos to you, Sting. Thank you for, yeah, thank you for an amazing 38 years. I mean, I grew up, a lot of you guys are young, way younger than me, but I grew up with the WCW era. So, like, I feel like a bit of my childhood is going away soon because I grew up with the Surfer Sting, Crow Sting, NWO Sting, no, the WCW era Sting. Crow Sting is greater than all the Stings. So, I mean, well, what a legacy to leave behind that you could be so many different characters. Hashtag thank you, Sting, yeah. A bit of my childhood's disappearing tomorrow, so it's going to be hard.
I feel like, you know, I think a lot of us are very appreciative of what Sting has done. And it's important for us to talk about these veterans because these veterans are people too. And if we don't give them their flowers now, of the main, not the main thing, but people will end up giving flowers to them when they're in their grave.
That's sad.
And that's really genuinely unfortunate. So yeah. I do hope that tomorrow he gets the send off that he deserves, not the send off everyone thinks is appropriate.
Yes,
we love you, Sting.
Love you. Thank you for everything. Thanks for being a part of a lot of our childhoods, and you know,
100, 100, 100. I'm baiting out my age a little bit, but my first experience with Sting was 2016. Because
don't throw that out there.
When he came and did his little standoff with Triple H, did a show with Seth. That was my first introduction to Sting. Of course, then I did my own research as to who Sting was. But just for the younger viewers out there that are watching, you know, some of us did not start watching WWE until we were, you know, about 5-6 years old. I am very much looking forward.
I'm going to cry too. When he lays that bat down in the ring at the end of Revolution, I'm going to cry. But that comment makes me, kind of frustrates me. Like you said, Terry, about showing him some respect. The one comment where he says, oh, when he gets laid out by Flair and everything. Blossman said like something when he gets laid out and he has no belts and everything. That's the way he's going to be leaving this show. So, holy crap, I'm old. Sting came on the wrestling scene when I was 10.
Well, guys, I can't lie. I'm 21, and I started watching wrestling when I was 8, 9. So, I'm a bit of a baby.
I'm 36. So, when I was like 5, 6, 7 years old, when I was first starting to watch wrestling, it was like the WCW era. I was watching those Monday Night Wars between WCW and WWF and everything, but
I came in WCW as well.
We're the same age, Char. I'm a little bit younger than you, but we're around the same age because I'm
32. Same. Wow, Christy says she's 48.
Ooh,
she's older than
me. I came like in the. I started watching WCW area too.
Wow, Christy. So.
Yeah, she doesn't look 48.
She doesn't.
Oh. Christy, you look good for your age.
Yeah, you do.
Absolutely. You look good.
She does look good.
Oh, we love you, Christy.
Everybody should paint their face tomorrow in honor of Sting. What do you mean everybody? Are you talking about the fans or every one of the fans that are at the arena, not in the arena? Or are you talking about all the wrestlers? Because that would be... that would be kind of... Oh, no problem, Christy. KB, I ain't doing that. Uh-huh.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, like we said, thank you, Sting. Thank you for everything. Enjoy your retirement. I mean, I know you said that you're gonna hang him up, but you might be wanting to hang around the AEW for a little bit when you want to. So, but just enjoy your retirement. Enjoy the time with the family and everything. But until next time, this is a farewell from all of us. We love you.
Hey,
we're gonna miss you. Nah, I respect Sting, but I ain't trying to see mommy Deanna and the homie Mariah in face paint. Comment of the night. Oh, gosh. But it's been an amazing show. I'm glad to have you girls around. Love all of you so much and everything. It's the end of the show. So, let's give them a shout out where we can find them, where we can share. Where they can find our beautiful faces.
You can find me on Twitter at LegalFighter11.
You can also find me on Twitter. I am QueenBossy20. And also on Instagram, I highly underscore jaded.
Yes, you can find me on Instagram at ESTDeep606 underscore. And Twitter, BinkySprenna.
You can find me on Instagram at Charlene.Gadia. Like I've said a million times, that's my name. Don't overuse it. Love you guys. You can find me on Twitter at MoxCrew2021. Yeah, I got to support my boy always and forever. You know it. Thank you, KB, for the support. Like I've said before, don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Ring the notification bell. Share us with all your friends. Don't forget to check out our amazing partners in crime, the beautiful and talented Christy and her partner in crime, Eric the Joker, on Wrestling Asylum coming up right after our show in about a half an hour from now. Check them out. Check out our brothers tomorrow night on their show. And until next week, bye.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
See you next week. Enjoy Revolution.
It's out. Hey.